Welcome to Implied, your daily breakdown of high volatility stocks, where big opportunities may lie. This is December 9th, 2025. So glad you could tune in today. Days like this are why we track the markets, because history is literally being made right in front of us. Okay, let's get right into it. We have to talk about Pan American Silver, ticker PAAS. I was watching the tape today, and my jaw hit the floor. The stock absolutely exploded, ripping up 11% in a single session to trade around $48. It's not just a rally, it's a breakout. The poor man's gold just became the rich man's trade. The catalyst here is macro-sized. Silver prices just smashed through the ceiling, hitting an all-time high of over $60 per ounce. I mean, can you believe that? We were talking about $30 silver like it was a dream not long ago, and now we are at double that. So why is Pan American leading the charge? Well, here's the funny part. I went back and looked at their Q3 earnings from November, and honestly, the headline number was a miss. They reported earnings per share of 48 cents, while Wall Street wanted 49 cents. Usually, you get punished for that. But the market completely ignored the penny miss because of one other number: free cash flow. They reported a record $251.7 million in free cash flow for the quarter. They are literally printing money faster than they can spend it. My read is this: investors finally realize that Pan American isn't just a silver miner anymore. That massive acquisition of Yamana Gold they did back in 2023, it was a stroke of genius. Now they have this massive gold production kicking in right when gold is also rallying. They are catching the perfect storm with two buckets. Plus, they just raised their dividend to 14 cents a share, signaling confidence that this cash pile isn't going away. The market sees a company with a fortress balance sheet, sitting on over $900 million in cash that is leveraged to the moon on metal prices. Of course, here's the catch. And there is always a catch when a commodity goes parabolic. We are staring down the barrel of a Federal Reserve meeting tomorrow. The entire reason silver is at $60 is because traders are betting the house that the Fed cuts rates again. If the Fed comes out hawkish, or even just less dovish, the dollar could spike and send silver crashing back down to earth. You are buying this stock at a 52-week high right before a binary event. The takeaway here is that Pan American Silver is currently the best vehicle to ride the metal supercycle. But at $48, you aren't investing in a miner. You are gambling that the Fed won't ruin the party tomorrow afternoon. Thanks for listening, episode. This was Implied. It's not investment advice. Until next time.